Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You have to change the channel pretty quickly not to hear blasphemy a lot of times. People will say all kinds of things about the Lord, about the Master. I mean, some of the jokes people make about Jesus. Obvious they don't know Him. It's obvious they have absolutely zero respect for Him or any of His things. How many know that's the devil? Who would want to do that? Who would want to mock Jesus and make fun of Jesus and disrespect Jesus? Who would want to do that? See, these people don't realize they are the devil's mouthpiece. They are so ignorant of what's going on. He brings them thoughts and feelings and they just spit them right out. They don't realize they're His puppet. He's almost moving their mouth. He's the one who hates. He's the one who despises. They speak evil of things they understand not. They'll utterly perish in their own corruption. Keep reading. And shall receive the reward of unrighteousness as they that count it a pleasure to ride in the daytime. Spots they are, blemishes, sporting themselves with you, their own deceivings while they feast with you. Now, so where were these people at? They're with them in different services and situations. Having eyes full of adultery and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, a heart they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children, which have forsaken the right way. What does that mean? At one point, they knew it. You can't forsake something you never knew. What is the right way? What did Jude talk about? Well, what's the first thing he said? You must earnestly contend for the faith. What's the right way? Living by faith. Faith will honor God. Faith will believe God. Faith will follow God. They've forsaken the right way. They've gone astray following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. Just keep reading. I think we can finish this passage. He was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumb ass speaking with man's voice forbade the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escaped from them who live in error. Yes. They did know the way, but they forsook the way. They were delivered and had gotten out, had escaped. But these teachers of error get them back into what they had been delivered from. Verse 19. While they promise them what? Liberty. Here's another characteristic of bad doctrine. Well, let me just say it like this, the way the Lord told me. Two big indicators of error. Bad teaching, bad doctrine. Number one was what? Lack of respect. And the second one is lack of restraint. Lack of restraint. When you read where he said that they'll turn the grace of our Lord into lasciviousness, that's what that word literally means. No restraint. What does no restraint mean? What is it you're not supposed to do? Oh, we're not under bondage. What do we not do? Well, there's no law. What's the indication? You can do pretty much anything without being concerned about any judgment or any problem. No restraint. And that's what these guys were preaching. They promised people liberty. You believe what we're preaching, and you will get free.
Amen.
Well, they didn't say this, but what would we say having seen what we've seen? You're going to get free from respect.
Yes.
Respecting God and respecting God's people. And you're going to get free from any restraint.
Yes.
So you can do whatever you want to do. Without, yeah, maybe you know it's not okay, but it's no big deal. Not a big deal. Say it out loud. No respect.
No respect.
No restraint.
No restraint.
Error.
Error.
Error. Keep reading. Well, let me read this again. Verse 19. While they promised them what?
Liberty.
Liberty. What are they telling them? You need to get free from all those crusty, you know, old codger Christians that, you know, because they say, you know, this is wrong and that's wrong and the other's wrong and we're going to live holy and we're going to live right. You need to get free from all that. That's just bondage. That's just bondage. You need to get free. Free. You are what you are. The Lord knows what you are. Be free. They promise them what? And the people that are preaching this, how are they doing? They are themselves the servants of corruption. You know, you need to ask yourself before you get too stirred up about somebody's preaching or somebody's book or somebody's message. How are they doing? Do you know how they're doing? What's their personal life like? How are they doing? How's their marriage doing? How's their family doing? How's their kids doing? Because if it's truth, it'll make you free. Not a promise of false freedom, genuine freedom. There can be results. There can be miracles. While they promise some liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of what a man is overcome, of the same he's brought in bondage. Keep reading. If after they've escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. Do you see what he's talking about, saints? These were guys who were drunks. They were drug addicts. They were prostitutes. They were whatever it was, liars, thieves, murderers, and they got saved. Hallelujah, they got saved and they got free. They got free from all those things and lived free for a while, living by faith. Come on, can you see this? And then somebody comes along and gives them some new doctrine, which is a distortion of grace, teaching them there's no need to show respect and there's no need to show restraint. You can be free. So the alcoholic takes another drink or two because we're not under bondage. The person that's been, you know, used to be in all this promiscuity, they start flirting a little bit because we're free. Next thing you know, they've gotten involved in that. And thing after thing after, and you know, this person told a lie. Well, you know, the Lord knew I was going to lie before I lied, and it was already taken care of, and it's not that big a deal. He don't even see it. He doesn't see your heart. Whether you're walking in the light of what you know or don't know. If they're entangled again, they wind up back in the same stuff they were delivered from. Their latter end is where they can wind up worse shape in these areas than they were before. Keep reading. Verse 21. It'd been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they've known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. It's happened to them according to the true proverb, the dog's returned to his own vomit again. The sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. Somebody says, that's disgusting. That is how disgusting it is for somebody that's been washed clean by the blood of the Lamb and delivered from all these things. Come on, can you see this? to believe lies and start living loose and start not showing respect to the Word and the things of God and start throwing off restraint and getting looser and looser and more ungodly and worldly and living, because that is a straight path back into the pit God got you out of.
Amen.
Somebody say, not me. Not me. Not me, by the grace of God. I'm not going to believe that. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to pursue that. I don't want to see how worldly I can live. I want to get more godly. Come on, do you? I don't want to get see how far and loose I can live. There's a story told of a little boy who kept falling out of bed. And his mom would come and talk to him. He fell out of bed and she'd hear a thump and she'd come get him, pick him up, put him back in, put his cover back on him. Happened several times. And finally one night again, for the 12th time, he falls out of bed, kaplunk. She runs in. You okay? You okay? Uh-huh. And picked him up, put him in, said, honey, why do you think you keep falling out of bed? He said, I guessed I just stayed too close to where I got in at. I guessed I stayed too close to where I got in. Ed, how many know you don't want to see how close you can stay to where you got in? Ed, lest you fall out. You want to get right all the way in. Is that right? Get all the way in the middle of the bed. So if you do roll over a little bit, you're still in the bed. Is that right? You got some margin. Is that right? You got some room. You got some space. Oh, friend, we want to see how respectful we can be.
Yeah.
Don't we?
Yeah.
And anything that we find out that displeases the Lord, we don't want to do it. Is that right? We don't want to do it. We want to draw near to Him and let Him draw near to us. And as we're experiencing Him, we're not going to become more worldly. We're going to become more godly. And our reverence and our respect is just going to go up and up and up. And we're not going to want to be loose and just anything goes. We want to live like Jesus. Right? And though He was tempted in all points just like us, yet He didn't yield to it, proving you don't have to. And we can go week after week and month after month and year after year and not succumb to temptation. It is possible. Come on, is it possible? It's possible. And even if we do, we're not going to mock and laugh and make like it's not a deal. We violated our conscience. We didn't walk in like we had. And it paid. It took an awful price to get our redemption, didn't it? I mean, the price Jesus had to pay to get our sins washed away is nothing to be taken lightly. And when we need to, we receive. And we are cleansed and we walk in the light, but we don't treat it like it's no big deal.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.